Hi again, everybody. I'm Dan Hoard. He's Dave Lapham, and this is your Bengals training camp report for Saturday, August 5th. It's brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official healthcare insurer of the Cincinnati Bengals. It's Family Day here at Paul Brown Stadium, and the Bengals had their black and white scrimmage. They weren't in full pads, so they weren't tackling. It was more or less kind of elevated touch football. And Lap, let's talk about the starting offense. Andy Dalton directed four drives. Two touchdowns on touchdown passes to Ryan Hewitt and Joe Mixon. One field goal, so three scores in four possessions. Dalton was very sharp, completing 13 of 19 passes.
And the two touchdowns that they scored, one was to conclude a 94-yard drive. So Marvin Lewis was doing things in this little exercise where backed up, you know, in the red zone, one-minute drill with two timeouts and, you know, 57 seconds to work with. They go on a 94-yard drive, backed up, a 96-yard drive, backed up, and then in a one-minute drill, right down the football field and score as well with a touchdown pass to Ryan Hewitt. One thing I noticed, play-action pass to Joe Mixon, when they put the ball in his belly, linebackers coming downhill, a lot of space to throw the football. Ryan Hewitt scored on a touchdown pass on that play-action fake, and Ryan Hewitt made a big play. And Ryan Hewitt's not a guy you normally think of to make those kind of plays, but it shows that they have a lot of guys that can do a lot of things, a lot of versatility on this football team. Tyler Eifert made, like, a wild catch. A.J. Green did his thing. You know, Joe Mixon did. All the people that you'd expect to have a good day at a scrimmage scenario like this did. All the guys who were making wild plays made a few today.
The offensive line did not have a great night on Friday in the Bengals' first night practice. I thought those guys rebounded in a big way today.
I agree with you, Dan. I thought they were very solid. And Paul Gunther was pretty liberal with his blitzes. You know, he was doing a lot of double A-gap stuff, bringing safeties. There was a lot to decipher, and guys did a pretty good job of picking everything up and giving Andy Dalton, you know, time to throw the football. And then Andy Dalton was Andy Dalton. Got the ball out of his hand so quickly a lot of times. The Bengals got a lot of mileage out of the bubble screen look to receivers, to running backs. It was great to see Giovanni Bernard doing some things, you know, out in the perimeter in space and showing the fans some jump cutting and things that he's capable of doing now. So all in all, I think they have to be happy with the defense. Paul Gunther's guys, you know, the thing that you like also about this offensive scrimmage, no turnovers, no interceptions, no fumbles. That's big. Take care of the football. The defense did a good job on third down, and they did a decent job in the red zone a few times, limiting the field goal opportunities. So there was some yin and yang like there always is, some give and take. I think they got a lot of good work done today, though.
Let's talk about the kicking battle. Veteran Randy Bullock was perfect today. He made three field goals, his longest one from 52 yards, didn't miss an extra point. The rookie, Jake Elliott out of Memphis, missed his first field goal attempt. It was long, from 52 yards. He was wide left. Then he missed an extra point. I know a lot of people are thinking, oh, boy. Then he rebounded nicely and made 35 and 51-yard field goals to end his day.
And that was the thing that, you know, you have to be impressed with. At the end, he rebounded. But you have to wonder, did he miss the extra point because the 52-yard miss was still lingering in his head? And that's the thing that, you know, you have to do as a cornerback or a lot of position groups in the National Football League. You get beaten for a sack, you can't worry about it. Are you going to get beaten for three sacks in a row? Same thing for a kicker. You know, a cornerback gets beaten, you can't worry about it, you get beaten again. If you miss a kick, you have to compartmentalize and move on. And learned a big lesson in the very first opportunity in a real serious kicking competition by missing that extra point, I think, Dan. So dug himself a little bit of a hole there. Then he jumped right back out of it. But I don't think he's out of the hole yet. I think in Darren Simmons' eyes, he's going to say, okay, well, there was some adversity. He started to climb back out. Will he continue and jump out, and will the graph go straight up? It's going to be interesting to see how all that unfolds.
I'm going to throw one more name at you, and this is a guy I'm looking forward to seeing in the preseason because he was not with the Bengals in the preseason last year. Third-string quarterback Jeff Driskel, who had a nice day today.
He did. I mean, Jeff Driskel has a solid throwing arm. I mean, and he's very athletic. I mean, he can. They were thinking about playing him at receiver, you know, and he played in some special team snaps last year. He's got that kind of athletic ability. But the thing that I noticed today, when it became game time, got the ball out of his hand quicker than he has in practice. And seven-on-sevens, without any rush, he'd hold the ball, I thought, a little bit too long. I'm thinking, man, can't hold it that long in game conditions. He didn't. He got in game conditions and got the ball out of his hand pretty well. So Jeff Driskel belongs. I mean, there's no question. I think they've got, you know, another good player they can work with at that position.
We will be in the booth here at Paul Brown Stadium next Friday for the Bengals preseason opener against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. In the meantime, you can watch the Bengals practice the next time, Monday at 3 in the afternoon at the practice fields adjacent to Paul Brown Stadium. For Dave Lapham and our photographer Robert Thomas, I'm Dan Hoard. Thanks for checking out this training camp report here on Bengals.com.